Apparently, Senate Republicans are making moves to convince new independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema to join their caucus. Senator Sinema left the Democratic Party in December and so far is not caucusing with either side. Democrats are treating her with kid gloves because they need her vote on legislation, since she is part of their razor-thin 51-seat majority, a number that allows the Democrats to maintain the edge on every policy committee. Recently, when asked whether the party would support newly announced Senate candidate Ruben Gallego, a five-term Phoenix Democratic congressman, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Majority Whip Dick Durbin, and Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee Chairman Gary Peters all took a step back from any endorsement, saying it is much too early in the process to make such a determination. This stance is in deference to just how much they need to keep Sinema in the fold, regardless of her party affiliation. The Arizona race will remain in the political news and is likely to be the most interesting campaign in the entire 2024 election cycle. We have more coming from Orange County, California's 47th Congressional District, the seat that Representative Katie Porter is leaving to run for the U.S. Senate. You will remember Ms. Porter has already announced her statewide bid even before longtime Democratic incumbent Dianne Feinstein has decided upon her own 2024 political plans. Though virtually everyone is anticipating her to retire, the 89-year-old California senator recently said that she will make up her mind about the 2024 election, quote, in a couple of months, unquote. Porter saying she is leaving her House seat has now led to six individuals already announcing their candidacy for her position. Among them are former one-term Democratic Congressman Harley Ruta, State Senator David Minn, who Ms. Porter has already publicly endorsed, 2022 Republican candidate Scott Baugh, a well-known community activist, a television writer and producer, and an IT professional. According to the Gallup Poll Social Series annual Party Preference Survey, more people identify as Republicans than Democrats for the first time in more than 30 years. The two were tied in 2003 and 2011, but otherwise the Democrats have held the advantage since 1991. When an independent option was included, this choice rose to first place, with a 41% identification preference rate. The two major parties were then each tied with 28% support. According to a new internal Chicago mayor's race poll, incumbent Lori Lightfoot has rebounded into the lead after trailing for all of the early campaign cycle. The GBAO survey finds her leading former Chicago Public Schools CEO Paul Vallis by a 25-22% margin, with U.S. Congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia, the former leader, dropping to 18% support. Garcia, however, is only now beginning his campaign advertising. If no one receives a majority in the February 28th election, the top two finishers will run off in an April 4th secondary vote. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.